Begin the Gemara and says, "My cut and daf there." Zayin begin on an alf. We're going to test master. Begin with the Gemara. Master by we warn them. Sheni mechamishu v'sheni. Monday, Thursday, and Monday. Which page we're going to Rashi explains. The Rechiz is not disagreeing with Rabbi Huda, in the name of Rav, that says that you excommunicate him immediately. Rather, he holds that sheni master by tchila. What happens is that Monday you warn him first, and the menad nice, and you put him in nidur if he doesn't pay. Like Rav said. So what is this going to Rav? That by the what happens is that he holds b'chimcha b'shishim because on Thursday, u'b'sheini acha makrim in the second Monday. Oh, then we do the chayim. Whereas according to Rav, that we give him nidui the second time only after 30 days, and the chayim is only after meaning, and the chayim is also after when another 30 days. So that's the difference. Whereas according to Rav Chisda, you don't need to have 30 days. That would be the difference, because you already put a mechayim by the Thursday after that, you do the second nidui, and then you do the chayim on the following Monday. That's one interpretation. Those who explain that actually Rav Chisda disagrees with Rav also regarding this, that he says the nidui is right away. And he holds actually it's not right away. That it's Toma Klim Shinidu Klau. Before the nidu is at all, Yisro boy, they warn him Monday, Thursday, and Monday, and only then you put him in nidu. Chemash in paragraph Zabas says to sounds like when they were on Baba coming up, begin them at all, where the Gemara brings over there. Rav Chisda says, you establish a time of Monday, Thursday, and Monday, which are time, and the time after time, and then the following day you write, which is only the following day where the guy didn't come on the second Monday, then you write the nidu. So we see from there, the Rav Chisda, because you don't do nidu only until after the Monday, Thursday, Monday that you warn them, which is like the Yeshiva Farshim. And therefore the machlekes is in all of the halacha, not just on the ground in the last part regarding the chayim.